Welcome to your Whistle Stop Week holiday edition, which means absolutely nothing. We're eating cookies, and beer. I might put some jingle bells on the music.
Just as long as...
Whistle bells?
Jingle bells.
Anyway.
I'm your host, Mark Turner, which I'm sure you know by now. Thank you for joining us on this, the most important month of the year, as anticipation and excitement reach fever pitch, with children's thoughts monopolised by a bearded man with magical powers and his eager helpers, until at last the latest Star Wars movie finally hits the cinemas. Speaking of which, we bid a welcome return to our very own Hannigan Solo and blushing bride Princess Leia, Ryan and Darcy Hannigan.
Am I Hannigan Solo and you're the blushing bride?
I think you're correct on that.
Okay.
Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having us again.
No worries. It's exciting.
Thank you for having us.
And you are forming one team, which means we are breaking the rules. We are putting our skippers together. So facing Clan Hannigan, our own little ray of sunshine.
Aww.
See what I did there? Ray of
sunshine. I love it.
Yeah. Carrie Simerson. And
who's
with
Ray?
Her, our version of Shirley, one of the most beloved characters in the Star Wars universe.
What smells like mustard?
Bars Binks.
Yes, I don't think so. You's a fail.
Has anyone seen The Last Jedi?
No.
I can't believe that Han isn't really dead. Amazing. Okay, starting with team names.
Yeah. Yes.
Who wants to go first?
We do.
Oh, okay. You guys are primed.
Yes, we have.
All right, Carrie and Bars.
So it
what
was
you have for
going
us?
To be Mr. and Missile Camel Toe. But
beer came out of his nose.
7 seconds. It's a record.
We decided to go with something else.
Yes, we did. Inspired by your new tattoo.
Yes.
Your only tattoo.
My only tattoo.
Yes. Rebel Alliance.
Tatooine.
Oh, that'd have been good.
Oh, I like that. That's good. Rebel Alliance. Okay, an easy one to remember. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hannigan's. Is that it? Hannigan's. What do you guys have for us?
We're the Clannigans.
Excellent. Again, easy to remember. Like it. Clannigans against Rebel Alliance. Off we go to the races. Now, due to the Thanksgiving break and then a little family drama, we haven't been on air for about a month. So to make up for that, news in this episode can be taken from any time over the last month.
Or the
so
80s.
Not only do our panelists need their thinking caps.
Mostly the 80s.
Oh, wait till we get to the round. They need good memories too.
Oh, shit.
Round one. What's the story? Let's start with Rebel Alliance.
Woohoo!
Your first clue. Oh, I should just say, for anyone who hasn't been following the show, who happens to have stumbled across it, What's the Story is where we take two lesser-known stories. I cobble together three horrible clues, and from those clues, our teams have to determine what the story is or construct a better and funnier one.
The other thing we have to say is, delete it now.
Delete what?
That's
the
horrible
show.
Advice.
Run. Run while you can.
Why are you here?
How many tens of people do we have that listen to this show?
Yes.
I don't like to think about it because it makes me
wet yourself.
We were more professional. Anyway, first clue.
Yes, go. First clue.
Out of gas, but not out of luck.
Oh, that sounds like a trip to a Mexican restaurant in Las Vegas.
Okay.
How is that lucky?
Personal stories can be tapped into here.
It's okay. It's okay. Something about a midget. And
we'll talk
about it later.
Nothing? Nothing after clue one?
Out of gas.
Really? You're the master of this round.
Yes, I know, but I told you. I have been concussed.
Have you actually legitimately been concussed?
Yes, I am on number 7 now.
A lot has happened since the last show.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Several concussions. Apparently.
Absolutely.
Okay, clue two.
Two.
The city of brotherly and sisterly love.
Ooh, Seattle.
Welcome back, Ryan. We have missed you. The city of brotherly and sisterly love. And I will tell you, just to make you feel worse, that of the two stories, yours is probably the least obscure. In fact, yours really set the internet alight. So I'm going to be amazed if you don't know it. And if you don't get it and I tell you, you're going to be pissed, I think. I think the Hannigans might even steal. The Clannigans, excuse me.
No.
Get it right, son.
I got nothing.
I got nothing, too.
All right. Your third and final clue. Crowdsourcing kindness.
This sounds like the GOP tax bill.
The kindness part?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Definitely not out of luck.
5 minutes in, best joke of the night. I think I can just call it now.
Something that happened in Philly, but I can't think
of what.
It is
something that happened in Philly.
Yeah, I'm like...
Now, remember the rules of the round. If you can't come up with the story, come up with one that makes me laugh, and you'll earn points accordingly.
Okay, so it was a Philly cheesecake loaded with jalapenos?
Cheesecake? Cheesecake? It's a New York cheesecake.
I mean, take the story wherever
it's a,
you want.
It's a New York.
Can I just say, Carrie's eating a cookie right now, which I think speaks to her sweet tooth sensibilities. Yes. Hence, cheesecake rather than cheesecake.
She's eating a cookie and drinking a beer. I love this woman.
Yeah,
everything about her. And she has nothing to say about that. Look at that, speechless right there. Aww. Write the day down. Nice way to finish off the year.
So, a cheesecake with jalapenos would probably be a pretty bad idea, you're right.
But a cheese steak.
A cheese steak loaded with jalapenos is definitely a recipe for gas.
Next to a lesbian bar in Philadelphia, on the south side of Philly.
Yes.
Right next to Seattle.
Seattle's best, while she was drinking Seattle's best coffee. Yeah,
so,
there you go.
So what are we saying here? And a restaurant has come up with a cheesecake with jalapenos.
No, cheese steak.
Oh, it
with
is?
Jalapenos.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's not called Dino's. Or Gino's. It's Gina's because it's a lesbian cheesesteak. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Sister love.
All right. Mm-hmm. Where does the crowdsourcing kindness come in?
They couldn't get the restaurant off the ground, so they actually kidnapped the Philadelphia Philly, which is that obnoxious green thing from the...
Awesome. My first ever baseball game that I went to was the Phillies.
Really? So you know who I'm talking about.
Do they call it baseball in London?
We call it cricket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as... Take a nap, Sally. We're going.
what just happened to the last 3 days
exactly.
of my life?
yeah. So then they kidnapped the Philadelphia Philly, and they had to crowdsource him.
Okay.
Yeah, ransom him to.
All right.
So he
nice.
Could get out.
Okay, like
yeah,
it.
There you go.
Good, nicely cobbled together.
But we did have cheesecake.
You
with
did
jalapenos
which,
for dessert,
which made me laugh.
It
more
was
than,
Seattle cheesecake,
and then it came
Seattle
cheesecake. So.
What? Do they make cheesecake?
Okay, Clannagan's. Assuming they got it wrong, they have. Do you
this
know
wasn't on,
the story?
This wasn't on
and
BBC,
if not,
and
can you construct a better, funnier one?
Can we hear all very quickly the three clues
Ooh,
in order?
Certainly. Really quickly. Really. Go.
I will speed it up in post. Out of gas.
Will you say it in R2-D2 language?
Yes, I don't think so.
Not out of luck. Out of gas, but not out of luck. The city of brotherly and sisterly love, crowdsourcing kindness. And I should just say, Darcy
sure.
is being a real trooper. She is here
under
terribly
the
sick. You've been off work, what, several days now?
Mm-hmm. Just six.
So... If her brain needs to be engaging.
She's
and
highly,
she made us cookies.
And she actually made the cookies. Yeah.
Highly medicated,
I washed
too.
My hands and did not sneeze on the cookies. Just so everyone
did
can.
Did you like the
them.
Beaters?
Now I'm suspicious.
I sneezed on
that.
The cookies.
I would like this story to have something to do with a band. It's tour bus breaking down on their way to a show. And their fans came together and pitched in for the gas money to get them to the next show.
Like it.
That's what I would like to see.
And you think their show was in Philly? Or Seattle?
I think what happened is that a third one is.
Oh my
Bon
God,
Jovi?
It was the White Stripes.
That was White Stripes or Bon Jovi or Bob Dylan or Bruce Springsteen.
It's one of those people.
It was a concert with all those people in it, and they're raising money for Christmas.
What actually happened is the tour bus broke down right in front of a brothers and big brothers
but
and big
the
sisters
White Stripes
club.
Sister and yeah,
and so these kids came out and pushed the bus to the gas station.
Oh, that's actually better than the real story. I like that. I like that a lot.
Damn it, they're playing off his emotions.
I know. And I didn't think he had any. He's British.
I mean, my black heart doesn't help.
No, exactly.
I thought he was Australian.
So neither
if
story...
He was if he was Australian, he'd be happy that they won the Ashes. But
oh, God. Don't even. I opened that door by saying cricket, didn't
yes,
I?
Yes, you did.
I should have done that. That is just truly agonizing. Anyway, I can tell the Clannagans are looking at me like, what the fuck? So let's just move on. Obviously, neither story was correct, but I did like the stories and one in particular. Let me share the real story with you. And again, I'm going to be amazed if you haven't heard this. Kate McClure ran out of gas while driving on Interstate 95 last month. She stopped at the nearest exit ramp, her heart pounding as she got out of the car to find a gas station. Then she met homeless Marine Corps vet Johnny Bobbitt Jr., who was sitting on the side of the road near the exit ramp holding a sign. He saw me pull over and knew something was wrong, McClure recalled. He told me to get back in the car and lock the doors. McClure said Bobbitt walked to a gas station and came back with a can filled with gas. he'd spent $20, the only money he had, to buy it. So what happened next was McClure decided to set up a GoFundMe. He didn't ask for any money, they didn't exchange details, but he was homeless, so that wouldn't have done much good anyway. But they started, her and her boyfriend started this GoFundMe campaign, and they were looking to raise about $10,000 to try and get him into an apartment, and perhaps get him a second-hand vehicle and cover some other expenses. However, in just 2 weeks, McClure has raised more than $360,000 with donations from 10,400 people.
Wow.
Yeah, to offset that act of kindness. Kind of astonishing.
Yeah, I've never heard this story, and I have no idea who Kate McClure
is. It was on... She is
it wasn't even
a
on
regular
BBC.
Joe, or it wasn't even, like us.
It wasn't even on the BBC app. It, how the hell did you find it?
That's what I look
are
for.
Are you making up this story?
These no,
are
on,
you
Kate
on, McClure?
They were...
He's got the legs for it.
Dun, dun, dun! Now, this was on Good Morning America. This blew up the internet. Clearly,
Wait a minute.
What are you doing watching Good Morning America?
Well, I saw the video on YouTube after the fact when I was researching the
Whatever.
Story. So, yeah, anyway, kind-hearted Bobbitt had been living on the streets for a year and a half, and this isn't the first time he's helped motorists in similar situations. In response to hearing how much money had been raised on his behalf, he said, "I just want to do the right thing," noting that he plans to donate some of the money to organizations to help those in need. He said, why not help other people in similar situations or people that are actively helping other people in similar situations? Everyone out there is facing some kind of struggle.
Aww.
That's kind of cool.
That is
kind of cool.
That is an... Is this whole show going to be all mushy crap?
I know. Because
if it
when
is,
I was on the show, it was all like genocide
the
eels? And mass death.
Or dumpster hot tubs.
Dumpster hot tubs.
Yeah,
I don't know where the show has gone in the last
two
season.
Explanations for that. One is I've softened. The other is you were the source of all of that. Because you're no longer
really
routinely
the
on the show.
Genocide.
Okay, Clannigans, your story, your first clue at least, I should say, as a reference to your story, is...
I got it. I know what it is. Oh, wait. Never mind.
Excellent. Whisper. Okay, yep. Yeah, you have it. Yeah, very good. Yeah, well done. Very close. And it wouldn't surprise me if you got this particular story. Unhealthy sex drive is your first clue.
Mark Turner.
It wouldn't surprise you if I got that story. He says right before the clue of unhealthy sex drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've heard about
second
your Tinder
clue.
Page.
Yes. Sorry?
Second clue?
Oh, yes.
Sorry, he's eating a biscuit.
Sexual treading.
What's that?
It's a play on sexual feeling.
But what'd you say?
Sexual treating.
Treating?
Like
tree ding.
Tree, okay.
Like
tree.
Like a cookie is a treat.
Like tree the word, hyphen ding the word.
Oh, T-R-E-A-D-I-N-G.
Oh, man. This guy's
T-R-E-E.
Got
T-R-E-E.
Somebody was sexual having sex with treating. A Christmas tree.
Yeah. That's the only direction we can go at this point. What's clue three?
Baby on board. Perhaps another one in the oven.
With a baby Christmas tree?
So, unhealthy sex drive, sexual treating. I have to say, unhealthy sex drive is perhaps the best clue I've ever given anybody on this show, ever. Very proud of that one. And baby on board, perhaps another one in the oven. Darcy just rolled her eyes at me, but I'm just gonna say I'm never proud of any of the clues I construct. So it's not like I'm being super braggy.
I don't know. I like where Bersicchini was going with someone potentially being sexually attracted to Christmas trees,
right?
And impregnating one.
Oh, being impregnated by one. I think
that's even better.
Yeah, I think.
I think my wife is going to have issues if she listens to this. I'm going to tell her not to, because she knows all sorts of stuff about plants, and she'll tell me how that couldn't happen.
She needs to tell you how that couldn't happen? That's just...
No, she's just going to make it a point that she's going to... I don't know why you said that. That couldn't happen. I know. It was fun.
So if somebody says they're looking for a 9 or a 10, are we talking inches rather than feet?
You're British, so I'd probably be in centimeters, wouldn't I?
Using the same numbers, yeah.
Yeah. I have no clue.
Make it up.
So we're going with impregnating baby Christmas trees, which just
no,
sounds wrong.
Being
oh no, okay.
Impregnated by
oh,
Christmas
oh, yes.
trees.
Okay.
The thing is that this unnatural sex drive is this person that has a fetish for Christmas trees. And so what they do is they need to have a Christmas tree in the bed when they are having sex with a human. But the thing is that there's a like pine tree just laying there on the other half of the bed at the same time. And so this one person who has this fetish,
Are you admitting something on the radio? Or?
That's a Ryan, really cute shade of pinkies turning.
You're getting kind of sweaty.
Are you struggling?
I have no.
Are you struggling to get wood?
I've got no finish for that ending.
Oh, you know what if? Can I?
Yes, jump in. Please jump in, Rebel.
What if there was a swingers party at a Christmas tree lot?
Oh my goodness!
That would,
interesting.
Yeah, after hours.
I think it was a swingers party at a deep fried Christmas tree lot.
No, not deep fried.
That's bun in the oven.
Oh, that's the unhealthy. Having sex around pine trees? You don't think that's sufficiently unhealthy?
Definitely dangerous.
It stimulates your skin.
It's
all sticky.
It's sticky and
no shortage of pricks.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna take this as an amalgam story, and I'm gonna split the points between you because I think you guys actually did a really nice job. Again, holiday season, working together.
God, I can't stand this show.
That show's
kind of throw up a little bit.
That story is actually almost better, but not quite than the one. This is a great story. So here's the real story. A couple in Washington State had sustained multiple injuries after crashing their car into a tree while having sex, police said. The man was drunk and the woman was sitting on top of him, engaging in sexual activity, while they navigated a local highway, State Trooper Brooke Bova told The Independent. Both were naked.
The tree and the people?
I mean, that makes sense.
The couple.
If they're having sex.
They're having
sex
with a Christmas
tree. The man failed
to
negotiate the curves in the road and struck a tree with his car. The woman broke her pelvis and the man broke his wrist. Their three-month-old child, properly restrained in a car seat in the back, I like the word use of properly there because that's the most important part of the sentence,
quite,
was uninjured.
Wait a minute. Why did they have... I mean,
they were driving.
Why were they having sex?
No. I understand why they were having sex, but why were they having sex in a moving vehicle?
Because they were drunk
with their three-year-old in the back
seat. That seems like a lot to negotiate while you're or navigate.
Was this in West Virginia?
It was apparently a curvy road on top of it.
Like, yep. Just pull over.
No, but if you pulled over, the baby would wake up. Oh, see?
Oh, they were probably doing that thing where you drive around to put the baby to sleep.
Yes, exactly.
And then, yeah.
And then the baby, and then they decided the moment struck them, and they're like, we need to have sex while the baby's trying to sleep while we're driving this really curvy road.
They should have got a self-driving car.
For guessing that's how they got into that mess in the first
place. Tesla would have this figured out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, this is my favorite part of the story. Witnesses told police they saw the couple exiting the vehicle naked and trying to flee the scene.
Leaving the baby in the car to be raised by trees.
To stay the state trooper.
Okay, this is more like the kind of crap we're used to.
This is what I'm used to.
Okay, this is all right.
The state trooper believes the couple were scrambling to locate their clothes before police
outside
arrived.
Outside of the car?
Run!
I don't know.
My jeans are back by mile marker 143.
They probably didn't get thrown from the car, but my clothes did.
I don't think they started with clothes. I think they were scrambling to find things to cover themselves, but I don't think there were clothes involved.
Witnesses said they didn't know if the couple were coming or going. Points! Again, I'm going to split the points between you for the second constructed story, the amalgam that you put together so artistically. First story, though, I do favour the Clannigans. So, currently points sit at Clannigans 20, Rebel Alliance 15.
All right, I can live with that.
At least no one has blue
points.
There's
no letters in those points. What's happening
here? I know. That's when I
lost.
There's no blue points yet. So.
We haven't gotten to the blue points.
It's anyone's
yet.
Game.
Exactly.
That was the blue one. Round two, headlines.
Headlines.
Yes, they don't know what this is.
Darcy and Ryan don't know what this is. Would you guys like to explain it to them?
Yes, it's when Mark makes shit up and tells you three lines. You have to figure out which headline is not true.
Actually, he doesn't make it up. Like,
yes, he does.
Someone else made it up.
Actually,
so
yes.
So you could have read it and been like,
correct.
That doesn't sound fucking right. But
absolutely.
So
we get three headlines, and one of them's a lie.
One of them is true.
Only one of them is true.
Yes.
I mean, that's appropriate.
Is one of these
going to
be the headline goes here from Cambridge Daily News?
That's hilarious.
Okay, so let's go first with Clannigans. Here are your three headlines. Now, once I've given you the headlines, you're welcome to ask me a couple of questions about the headlines that interest you, so we can hone in on the one that you think is correct. If you don't get it right, of course, we can pass it across the table to the Rebel Alliance.
Can your we first, just pass it?
Your
the force is with us.
Your first headline, or potential headline. Flea market photo shows Billy the Kid and the man who shot him. That's your first headline.
That one's true. I saw that one.
Second headline. Man arrested after making over $1 million by selling Chuck E. Cheese tokens as bitcoins. Third headline.
I gotta do
people
that.
People are silly.
Queen Elizabeth removes Obama's from royal wedding guest list. So those are your three headlines. Which...
I think the first one is the true one.
It's the Bitcoin one that's the true one.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, I believe you.
Why?
Okay, so we have a split decision here. Not quite.
No, I'm going with my husband's Bitcoin confidence.
Okay. Wow, you changed since you got married.
Actually, it's the NyQuil and the DayQuil.
Listen, I have a lot of drugs. I don't actually know what's going on. There's colors all over.
So you are discounting Queen Elizabeth removing the Obamas from the
I don't
royal
think either of
list.
Us think that one is
okay.
true.
And you were
we're only one of them's true, the first right? Two. Like that's right. The point of this?
So we're going for man arrested after making over $1 million by selling Chuck E. Cheese tokens
sure?
as bitcoins.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's pass it across to Rebel Alliance. Out of curiosity, what would you guys have gone for?
Whoever bought the Chuck E. Cheese tokens mm-hmm. as bitcoins is a fucking moron.
Well, and yes, the guy who sold them was a genius.
Most people seriously. Don't know what bitcoins are.
Yes.
So you could sell them
anything. I mean,
sell them Christmas trees and call it a bitcoin and they would never know.
Then people would have sex around them.
Exactly. Tell them to take off their clothes and buy this Christmas tree.
Exactly.
And you just invest in a bitcoin.
And get impregnated by it. Yeah. I'm still thinking that's the right story.
So you would have gone bitcoins also?
Yeah. Carrie says yes, and she's got a great haircut tonight, so yeah.
She does have a rocking haircut and a tattooing to match. Queen Elizabeth removes Obama's from royal wedding guest list is a head lie. That is not correct, although that was widely reported in several newspapers on both
That's
sides of the
That's because Trump told everyone that, because he's an idiot. He wants everyone to like him.
Man arrested after making over $1 million by selling Chuck E. Cheese tokens as bitcoins... is a head lie.
Oh, honey.
Darcy was on the money. And Ryan, unfortunately,
what,
you fall
how are you
into...
so confident
someone
about
shared a story that happened.
Yes.
That
you
was
fall
the point
into
of this
the trap.
Game.
That's exactly what happened there, Ryan. And that's...
People share stories, but you have to pick the one that's not the fake news. You have to pick out the fake news.
Don't
pick
you have
oh,
the
old
Darcy newspaper?
Back.
Pick
the
it out,
Darcy.
Ryan.
Ryan, you have to pick it. Ryan, this is not the way you play it, Ryan.
The grin on her face is classic.
Ryan's like, I'm done. But Ryan, you did exactly what many hundreds of thousands of people had done in sharing this story the last 2 weeks on the internet. This was a story that caught out a lot of people. It was actually reports in a New York newspaper that, let me get the guy's name here. Where are we? Marlon Jensen, 36 years old, was allegedly arrested after the NYPD uncovered the cryptocurrency scam, which involved using altered tokens and passing them off as bitcoins. What is the...
How you can't hold a bitcoin!
That's the issue like, in this story!
And if you could hold a bitcoin, it certainly wouldn't have a mouse on it.
Well, it allegedly, according to the story, not only did it have a mouse on, Marlon had scratched off most of the Chuck E. Cheese engravements on the coins and would write B... on each coin with a permanent marker.
Shut the hell up.
Oh my god.
Yeah, people, this is true is what you're saying.
Bought that shit. Oh my god.
What I'm saying is Ryan Hannigan's now going to do this. That's what I'm saying.
Thanks for the idea.
Would you like a Bitcoin?
Alright.
You should use brewery tokens.
Rebel Alliance.
They already have bees on them.
Here are your three headlines. Which one really is a headline? And can you flush out the two head lies? Congress has paid out over $15 million from sexual harassment slush fund to quiet victims. Iceland mandates mental health warnings on all Bibles.
Sorry.
That one's real.
That was amazing.
That one's definitely real.
And Navy pilots draw penis in sky over Washington.
It's that
one. That one's correct.
That one's fucking
last,
true, too.
Last actually, one's, the last one's true.
Too true. Maybe the number is wrong in
the middle. The first.
Yeah, the
first,
penis is right.
The penis is right, but the first one has
The penis is always right.
I'm going to snip that.
The penis and wasn't make that the right promo. When it was our turn.
Oh, you're right. The penis was wrong. But the penis, yeah. Was it Navy pilots? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Navy pilot. Yeah, we're totally going with that.
I'm stunned that no one's asking questions on these stories. You're jumping straight in, full of confidence.
But, yes. I mean, how many millions of dollars did you say Congress had paid out?
15? 1 million.
No.
1 million.
In Bitcoin.
Because 15, yeah.
They have paid out taxpayer money.
But it wasn't 15 million.
Okay, we're definitely going with the penis.
I know you are, Baz. Are you comfortable with that statement?
Well, yes. Yes, I am. I'm going to follow her lead.
You're going to... This Never is your mind. Sword, and you're going to fall on it together.
Yes, exactly. Good night, everybody. Tip your waitress.
Flanagan's. Yeah. What would you have gone for?
What? Bitcoins? What?
It's the attack, them paying back in Bitcoin.
Right
yet? Oh, yeah. It's
the Congress has paid out 15 million...
Bitcoins.
Sexual harassment slush fund.
Penis shames. Bitcoins.
Wait, was it a congressman? Bitcoin.
No, Congress. Just Congress, as a body. Yeah. Iceland mandates mental health warnings on all vitals.
That one's true.
Which is great. And Navy pilots draw penis in sky over Washington.
I think I saw the penis in the sky.
Yeah, I think that was a fake thing.
Was it?
You have been taking a lot of medication, though, Darcy.
It might be the number. He might start with the real one and tell you two lies.
Wait. The penis thing is over where?
Washington.
Over Washington.
No, it was remember. Okay. No, it was state. Yeah, okay, we're okay. Okay. We're okay still.
Okay, penis.
So I have your penis, Flanagan's.
I just want to pick a different
Flanagan's.
One.
Can I raise a penis?
We're going to pick the slush fund one,
and we're picking a slush fund one just to pick something different.
Okay, yeah, very good. Well, that's smart to do that because were it to be right, you would get the points. Of course, no point splitting them. So. Which is the correct headline? Iceland mandates mental health warnings on all Bibles is sadly not correct. Although, Darcy, you're right, it probably was the funniest of the three. But it's a headline. Congress has paid out $15 million from sexual harassment slush fund to quiet victims. Is a headline.
Yes or no?
The penis wins. The penis was... Never thought I'd be saying that.
That's the Harvey Weinstein the penis autobiography.
So yes, Carrie, the penis is always right. Absolutely right. Do you guys want to recount this story? Do you remember anything about it other than... I actually have imagery here, which again is great for the medium of podcasts, but here's your penis that Darcy did see. Magnificent.
You just want me to tell you what happened?
This is a new
couple
maneuver.
A couple of cocks who were... who are Navy pilots decided to draw a cock in the sky, and everybody looked up and said, "Hey, look what those guys are drawing!" And the Navy got pissed and disciplined them, and
they said, "We're sorry, we drew a penis in the sky."
And then it blew away, and now they're movie producers.
So they're all cocks.
Feigned innocence and said, "We were not drawing a penis; we were drawing a picture in honor of our commander in chief."
Except we couldn't do it.
It's a dick.
Sadly, that didn't fly. Let's do some points. Rebel Alliance, you did claw back points that round. Well done.
Yes, we did.
Currently the end of round two.
Are they flesh-colored points?
The teams are neck and neck on 35 points apiece.
Yeah.
Wow.
Round three! That was the week that was, where we pull two stories from the past, as Baz has pointed out to me every single time I've done this.
Here's the news from the past. No shit, Dick Tracy.
And ask our teams to identify the year from which the headline was torn. Let's, how should I do this? One of them is 1980, the other one isn't. Okay. Rebel Alliance.
Okay, we have a decade that we can't choose from.
Got it.
And actually, this one does favor you because Baz might remember this happening.
Oh, it was in the Civil War. Fantastic.
Oh, nice dinosaurs.
First self-propelled airplane flies.
You said we're in the last decade.
I didn't say the last decade. First self-propelled airplane flies. What year was that?
This is when the Wright brothers flew
Kitty Hawk mechanical
in
governance
North Carolina.
By a pilot, by the Wright brothers
in 1833.
Somewhere around that. Yes, absolutely.
You said that this can't be more than a century. This game can't be more than a century.
I have said that in the past.
Yes, exactly.
You didn't say it this time,
but
though.
Not today.
Oh, you are a pillock.
This was too good of a story not to... This is iconic. This is perhaps one of the...
Yeah, this is Kitty Hawk. I know.
The greatest advances in
so
human
you know
history.
Exactly what year it is, right?
No, I have no clue.
Carrie, are you going to help here? Or
World
you look
War
at
One.
Bars lovingly and hope that he pulls it out of his arse.
No,
his
World
arts.
War One.
Okay,
it
so it's
that.
More than 100 years
World
ago.
World War Three.
I got that much.
Yes.
So it's
I will give you that much. I will
so
give you that much.
It's
it is
before
more than
1917.
Years. Correct.
All right. When did American Airlines start?
After that.
Okay, never mind then. Were there frequent flyer miles available?
Sure, but okay. Given that the flight only lasted 12 seconds...
You're not going to get very many miles.
You're a recruiter, yeah.
What kind of helmet did they have on?
Flesh-colored, pink flesh-colored.
Flesh-colored.
Mm. Like brown
help?
Leather.
Does that help you?
I feel like the Cladigans are going to swoop in. I feel like Ryan really knows this, and he's just yanking your chain.
No, he has no idea.
We have an idea.
I feel bad for Bars, because he usually does well in this round
1886.
Also. It's a very good guess.
Oh,
that's a very good guess.
That's his condescending way of saying, yeah, right.
No, it isn't. It's my way of just pausing momentarily.
It's because he doesn't have a
dramatic
poker
effect.
Face.
Before I transition to the Cladigans and ask them what they would have said, and then reveal the answer. So what was that, 1886, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can conjecture a little bit before we give our answer. I'm thinking it happened around the World's Fair, which was in 1893, which is where PBR won its first blue ribbon.
How long has PBR been around? Since 1893?
If we can somehow tie this to beer history, we'll be right on point. What were they drinking in the plane?
Probably PBR.
What beer were they drinking?
Were there flight attendants?
The exactly.
And what did the flight attendants' outfits look like? Because if the skirts were below the knee, you know it was before 1890.
We're going with 1892.
Okay, so 1886, 1892. Both good guesses. Again, points for proximity, which Cladigans you need. But to my surprise, both teams to hear, it was 1903.
Wow.
1903.
The Chicago World Fair.
Yes. Yeah, well, around
Wrong
that time.
World
around
fair.
That time. It wasn't at the fair itself. But yeah, 1903. Okay, so let's see if you guys can preen some points. Bars, where was this? You said the state
Kitty
already.
Hawk.
Yeah, Kitty Hawk. Which state?
North Carolina.
The brothers were...
Orville and Wilbur Wright.
Very good. Anybody can jump in on this one. So Cladigans,
oh, yeah,
sorry.
I thought you were just throwing stuff at them.
Sorry, yeah, I know. It sort of felt that way, didn't it? I mentioned that the plane stayed aloft for 12 seconds. How many feet did it cover in its inaugural flight?
377.
Is that in meters?
120.
Oh,
120.
They really sucked at flying.
That's meters. 375, that would be 120 meters.
Right.
Anyway, they chose the Kitty Hawk, which was an isolated village on North Carolina's Outer Banks, because it offered steady winds and sand dunes from which to glide and land softly. Very smart.
Also, no one can hear him screaming, "Oh, shit!"
I would have thought getting sand in your
bum.
I wasn't going there. I was going to say mechanical apparatus, which might be the same
also
thing.
Also bum.
Yes.
Actually, that was the name of the engine that they put in it.
December
14th,
they made their first attempt at a powered flight. The engine stalled during takeoff and the plane was damaged, and they spent 3 days repairing it. Then, at 10:35 a.m. on December the 17th, in front of 5 witnesses, the aircraft ran down a monorail track and into the air, staying aloft for 12 seconds and flying 120 feet.
That was the successful time.
That was the successful attempt.
I can't wait to take a 12-second flight somewhere.
You know, the saddest thing is that right now the world record for a paper airplane flight is over 100 feet longer than that flight.
Really?
We've learned so much in 100 years.
Yeah, right. So anyway, there were more tests made that same day, and they actually extended both the duration, well, quite naturally, the feet they covered and the duration. The two things would clearly go
hand
in
hand.
The
more you practice, the longer you can go.
That's right, the longer you can stay up.
Just as long as you don't get sand in your apparatus.
There's definitely a theme, isn't there, to this
or
show?
Or trees.
So how, what was their record that day? How far do you feel? If you can give me either the time they stayed aloft or the feet closest to, we'll get points.
53 seconds.
You're going to get points for that. 59 seconds. Very good. How many feet did they cover?
375.
No, much more.
2,000 meters.
Less.
1 million feet.
When we get to that point, I know we're done. 852. 852 feet.
Oh.
Yes, yes.
About 2,000 meters.
Do we know where the...
Feeders to meet.
Do we know where Feeders the aircraft is permanently housed? It's on display.
At the Smithsonian.
Very good. Yeah. National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. Has anyone been to the Air and Space Museum in D.C.? It's really cool,
isn't
it?
It's really cool.
And you can walk through the Star Wars spaceship.
Yeah.
Oh, that's up in Denver.
Those are the costumes.
Just totally derailing his comments.
We are way off base. Okay, Cladigans, your headline. Millions tune in to find out who shot JR. What year was that? Now, obviously, it's in the 1980s.
That's what I was
going
to say. Okay. Because JR from Dallas? Are we talking about the
JFK?
Dallas?
That's Dallas. JR. Who is JR?
Is it Dynasty? Is it Dynasty or Dynasty?
Dynasty.
What was that really crappy one? Falcons? No, was it
Falcon
Falcons?
Crest!
Falcon Crest!
Oh, that was shit. That was awful.
1982.
It's a very good guess. Is that your guess or was that Darcy's guess?
Our guess. We're a team.
She said 86.
Did you roll it this time?
He just said something, but I'm trying to be supportive.
I subtracted 4 years from what she said.
What was
I
your...
I didn't make a decision. There was no reason why. I just
did. Do you like the juxtaposition of these two headlines from one of the most monumental moments in humankind to...
Who shot JR?
Yeah.
Like, what, the Who Shot JR, what's that equivalent to in, like, modern day TV? What was that moment in modern day TV
where
we all.
Relatively, isn't it?
No, it's not. The 80s aren't modern. Have you seen
that? That was not on Netflix, son.
Right. So think about in, like, the last 5 years. Yeah. What's that TV moment where we all tuned in waiting to see?
Well, that's either Jon Snow.
Jay.
Isn't it Jon Snow in Game of Thrones?
No idea who
that
is.
Is he dead? Is he not?
What's Game of Thrones?
Or it's The Walking Dead thing with Negan.
What's The Walking Dead?
I got nothing on
if you can't if you can't anyways. Hang in the conversation talking about modern TV shows, you shouldn't broach the subject.
We're talking about 80s TV shows is what you were talking about.
No, Carrie was asking what's the modern equivalent
of
the Who Shot JR.
Right, but that was an 80s show.
Like Friends. Was there a Simpsons take off of it? Yeah, something like that.
Of course there was.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to say 1983.
Okay, so we have 82 and 83.
Correct.
He already told them that was a very good guess.
Yes, because it was a very good guess.
Points for proximity. You're going to be so happy, Darcy. Your favorite decade treats you well. 1980. You are the closest. Congratulations.
It happened before we were born. That's why we didn't know.
Well, we knew.
That makes me feel really fucking old. Thank you very much for joining us. We're done.
God. Also, the first Star Wars happened before they were born.
Yep, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah. Carrie, did you notice that this happened before they were born, and Star Wars, the first Star Wars movie before they were, and then after they were born, Trump became president.
I know, it seems
right?
like
Go
it's
figure.
Your fault.
Go figure,
this is
right?
all your fault.
Let's your see, before you
Jar Jar Binks
born,
and Trump
Ronald
are
Reagan
both
was president
your
while
fault.
You were born?
No, I remember Reagan. Oh, God, I remember
Reagan.
Reagan
was the 80s.
Yeah, I remember Reagan. Yeah.
So,
he and Thatcher had a thing,
I'll
didn't they?
Tell you.
Yeah, they were like a secret lover couple.
Herbert. Please, no, seriously, I need to refocus. This is making me feel so queasy. November the 21st, 1980, how many millions of people around the world tuned in to television's most popular primetime drama?
2.3.
This is even before remote controls. Like, you had to physically get your ass up to, like, turn the channel.
That's
why so many people watched it.
Yeah, because they didn't get up to turn the channel.
You see, anyone who gets within 10 million of this number will seriously get points.
Okay.
17 million.
Okay,
how
many millions of people...
Around the world.
There's 3 million.
Keep going, Darcy. Keep going, Darcy. While you're ruminating, Darcy's getting closer. 200 is closer.
200 million.
Keep going, Darcy.
250 million. 300 million.
500 million.
million. 1 billion.
I'm going to give you
375 million.
Oh, wow. She's swooping and took them. 350 million people around
the world. Oh, she went
over,
actually.
Are
you kidding me?
Tuned in to television's most popular.
I didn't know there were that
Who
many.
Did shoot fucking JR?
I'm about to. Actually, no, I'm not going to tell you.
You're not?
You're going to have to go
have
check
to
it out on Netflix.
Start watching the whole
Does anyone cast? Do you remember?
What?
Who shot JR the first
like
time?
Like, I give a shit.
It's the correct answer.
I think Days of Our Lives is the modern... Oh, never mind. That's not modern day either.
Not so much. Somebody dies every week on that show. Anyway, so who shot J.R. the first time?
Someone comes back every week on that show.
Did he get shot more than once?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was shot twice. It was Kristen Shepherd, who was J.R.'s wife's sister and his former mistress, which doesn't really narrow it down. He slept with everybody on the show. The world had to wait... Do you know how many months they had to wait between the shooting and the reveal?
18. Four.
You're almost, you have a word in there, which is correct.
Eight.
Yes.
Team. Team.
That would be amazing if it's
11
that.
Team. 11 team. Team. 11 team.
Yes, 8 months. 8 months. Anyway, Dallas was the first show of its kind, being dubbed a primetime soap opera. And it revolved around the relations of two Texas oil families, the wealthy and successful Ewings, and the perpetually down on their luck. Do you know which family? Who were the Ewings' rivals?
Bush. No?
The Bushes.
It does begin with B.
The Sharks.
The Sharks and the Jets, B. Yeah. Barnes. Do you remember Barnes? Cliff Barnes?
Oh. No. No.
Have you not seen Dallas in reruns?
That doesn't sound like a, no. Not in years. Like, back in the day.
There was one other instance in Dallas's interesting history where there was a cliffhanger which caused much consternation.
Does that mean diarrhea?
Anyone remember what this was? Or can you recall? Or did your parents tell you? And it was to do with the other brother. It wasn't to do with JR. It was to do with Bobby.
Someone, is he the one that pregnant?
Died but then came back to life?
Very good.
As a black boy.
Darcy had conversations with her grandmother and learnt much. Yes, this was Bobby Ewing who died because Patrick Duffy, who played Bobby, wanted to leave the show, so the writers wrote him out. They filmed an entire season, aired an entire season, then were convinced him to come back. So they decided that having his wife, Pam Ewing, wake up and open up the shower door and see Bobby in the shower showering, they would make that entire season her dream. It was her nightmare.
That is the worst idea ever.
But think of the power.
What a waste.
So when did the show end?
But
like
the
right
power
after that?
As the actor.
The following episode. Yeah.
To be able to be like, write me back in. Okay, we'll write off the last
season. Well, he was a very popular character and he was kind of the anti-JR, so they needed him to balance out the show. So I've been told. At the end of that round, points.
Oh my god, you are such a...
Right, just for that, you bastard. You are on 50 points.
Wait. I believe he is a nerf-herding...
Scruffy-looking nerf
Scruffy-looking nerf-herder. Yes. Not a bastard.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, get your
scruffy-looking nerf-herding bastard.
Okay, fine, that'll work.
Rebel Alliance, 60 points. Clannigans raced into the lead, 85.
Whoa! Thank you.
Yeah, my holiday.
Keep up with the shenanigans.
My holiday spirit is
we
fast dissipating.
Fantastic.
Last call, our final round. Ordinarily, we take 8 headlines from current events. We pluck out a word or words and we ask our panelists to insert the correct word or something funnier. With it being the holiday season. And with me celebrating Christmas, I decided to go with 12 headlines. We have an entire month to cover, one for each of the days
the
of Christmas.
Headline of Christmas.
Exactly.
My
so
true love gave to
let's
me.
Rattle through these.
GOP tax reform in a tree.
I like it. You know what? I wish I'd asked you guys to do that in advance. It would have made it so much better. Okay. San Francisco security robot fired after what?
Killing San Francisco's first African American, or African, not African, Asian American mayor.
Oh, installing
that's
a
how
blue
he died
frame.
Last week.
Is that right?
Yes.
Installing blue frame.
That did hit national news.
It
I hope our listeners. I hope our listeners have a.
Yes, but no, that's actually how he died. How he got fired. He killed San Francisco's first Asian American mayor.
That's a good answer. No,
it's actually it's after public outcry.
Yes, it is public outcry.
I think it got fired after
he was running. He was running off. He was running down. Running over homeless people.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Actually, correct.
It is correct. Yeah, the San Francisco SPCA.
I told you about this. SPCA.
SPCA.
Right, because it was protecting
an animal shelter. That's correct. Yep. Said it received hundreds of messages inciting violence and vandalism against our facility after the story of the robot went viral. Because, as Bars mentioned, it was targeting nearby homeless people. So the robot was decommissioned. Cult leader Charles Manson is what?
Dead. Satan's bitch.
Yeah, can we just go with dead? Satan's bitch. Draw a line under it. Delighted that he no longer is breathing our oxygen.
Invited to the White House?
I think he's been employed at the White House.
He's taking over Omarosa's spot.
83 years old, died.
83?
He lived too long. Actually, he did not murder anyone directly. He incited cult members to do so. How many people were killed? Do you know?
312.
16.
No, it was...
Why do I never learn my lesson? Seven people were killed, including the actress Sharon Tate.
We took the average.
Yes, points for you. FCC repeals
what? I said a lot of numbers, too.
If you add them all together, you'd probably get close to seven.
FCC repeals what for internet providers?
The inauguration.
Porn! Free porn!
Essentially,
free
porn. What did you say, Ryan?
The inauguration numbers.
Very good.
No, this is just sad. Like, this is like the end of our, like, we might as well live underground now.
Actually, I've thought about starting at my own ISP, just called NNISP, which is net neutral ISP, and make $1 billion.
I think you would. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll buy it.
Anyone listening, we're going to start a GoFundMe.
Yep.
Let's get going. Let's go on Shark Tank.
I'm calling the dude from the first story, give us some of this 300 grand. I'm calling the Marine in Philly. Yeah, we'll call him. Yeah. We'll get that going.
Very good. Yeah, of course, this is the story of the SEC repealing net neutrality rules. I'm not going to go into the story. It's too depressing. I'm sure everybody's heard it. And hopefully it will be reversed at some point. But for the time being, let's move on to our next headline. Michael Flynn pleads guilty to what?
Hiding under Trump's desk and pleasuring him.
Working for Trump.
Those are the same thing. You're right.
I was working my knees to the bone.
Talking.
Well, yes, he did.
To?
Anyone specifically?
Russian.
Sergey Kislyak.
No, I mean, yes and no.
The FBI.
Correct.
He lied to the FBI.
What specifically did he lie about?
But you're not allowed to do that?
Being under Trump's desk.
Blowjobs. Well,
he was toking on somebody, but it wasn't Trump. It was Russian ambassador, and I'm going to make myself say this, Sergey E. Kislyak. So
that's
apologies for anyone
that's
who speaks
what
Russian.
Said.
Oh, you did? Did you say it better than me?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear so much of the show in post.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, it pleasures me in post.
Oh, that's
speaking of that,
NBC.
Remember,
fires...
kids, wash your radios after you listen to the show.
Speaking of the next headline.
Yeah, speaking of the next headline.
NBC fires Matt Lauer, co-host of Today's Show, for inappropriate what?
Show of his dick.
Touching Bill O'Reilly.
For a bag of, like, bag of dildos in his work closet.
That's not...
He installed, you can't fire
someone for that, though.
Well, no, he installed a locking mechanism for his door secretly under his desk.
Similar to the one
and
I have.
Someone claimed that they didn't know that it was there, yet it had to probably have been put there.
I actually have one here, so it's why we never lose panelists
sex
on this
lock
show.
Here?
There's a lock on the door right now.
This isn't even your studio.
Our locks don't work that well.
This house is from the early 1900s. They didn't have mechanicalized sex locks then.
What do you? Wait a minute.
They were manual sex locks.
They were manual.
This was right after Kitty Hawk. Of course they did.
So, yes, this, we've all skirted around it, but of course this is inappropriate sexual behavior.
At the Olympics, nonetheless.
Oh, was it? I didn't read
that. That was part of it.
Variety reported allegations that Lauer once gave a colleague a sex toy with an explicit note about how he wanted to use it on her.
Oh my God.
That he exposed himself to another female co-worker.
See? Inappropriate.
These are terrible Secret Santa gifts.
Yeah.
Terrible. Remember, kids.
Not appropriate in the workplace.
I can't even do the rest. Bosnian war criminal. This actually is perhaps my favorite headline, maybe of the year, certainly since our last show. Bosnian war criminal does what in court?
Twerks. I think he did cyanide.
Well, he did some poison. Yeah, I'm not sure what it was, but it could have been cyanide.
I thought they said did? Cyanide.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, this is a Bosnian Croat general. Slobodan Prajic. Okay. Trevor, correct me. Slobodan Milosevic. No, different one. Different one. Anyway, swallowing poison in court. He was being tried for war crimes in The Hague and said, "I am rejecting your verdict with contempt."
And I'm taking a big pill of fuck it all.
Before the 82-year-old swallowed.
What he said?
No.
Oh, he said it in Bosnian.
That was awesome.
It sounded a little bit more like gibberish.
Swallowed a liquid from a small glass bottle, which proved to be poison, and of course...
That's how I want to go, man. I want to be like, fuck it all, you're wrong, glug, glug, glug. Maybe just in like a fight with a boyfriend, be like, you're fucking wrong, glug, glug, glug.
See, I think these courtrooms are a little less like courtrooms here, where you basically can't even bring up like a tooth...
I think Carrie's approach is so flawed. It's like, fuck you, boyfriend. I'm going to kill myself. You need to flip on his head, girl.
Here's a drink. That's the better way to do it.
No, but I'm from the Midwest, so you want to guilt the shit out of everyone else. Okay. Like, that's the worst possible thing is to be guilty.
It's a tactic.
Yeah. For Darcy, Republican tax bill appears to what?
Suck.
Everyone. Suck the chrome off a trailer hitch. Suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Well, I don't know about you billionaires, but I'm happy as hell with this tax.
You know, that estate tax thing was really getting my goat.
Sadly, the correct answer is have the votes. Again, this can still suck. It can still suck at the same time. This is not really a story I want to embellish.
Then let's just go on.
Let's just go on. There's 12 of these.
Yeah, because I really don't want to suggest that more Republican senators have to be in the hospital right now. I mean, that would be a horrible thing to suggest around the holidays.
Cards Against Humanity buys what, oh, where, to stump ever. Trump's wall plan.
Land on Bordello. The border of... Mexico and brilliant. The United States.
It is.
It's brilliant.
They also donated tons of money to like inner city schools.
It's absolutely magnificent.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what would be cool is if they...
Thanks for that, honey. We got it.
Did you get part of the Mexican border?
Like we have part of the border. Thanks.
A door on their part of that. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
If they built a door in their part of the wall.
Or just have it to start a sign stuck in... Enter here.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
No lock.
Spoiler, Darcy, that's your only present. Those boxes under the tree are empty.
It's the best present you could get me.
I wish that they would buy like Lincoln Logs or something, and they would actually build their part of the wall on their land, but it would be like 4 inches tall in Lincoln Logs and be like, nope, continuation of the wall. Just like, so step over it.
Cards Against Humanity on its website said, Donald Trump is a preposterous golem who is afraid of Mexicans. He is so afraid that he wants to build a $20 billion wall that everyone knows will accomplish nothing. So we've purchased a plot of vacant land on the border and retained a law firm specializing in eminent domain to make it as time-consuming and expensive as possible for the wall to get built. Thank you, Ryan. Giving us a visual here. He's drinking his beer with both hands. Very careful not to spill it in baby fashion.
I wish they were oranger.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle set to what?
Have sex.
Wed.
That's right. Prince Harry is set to lose his virginity.
Become king and queen.
Yes, marry on May the 19th, 2018. It's causing some consternation in England because it clashes with the cup final, the football cup final, the FA Cup.
Really?
How dare they?
Where will the guests ever stay
who's
if there's
playing
already
quarterback?
A cup final?
Thank you, guys. You didn't let me down. Trump wants you to know he's probably
has
who?
A small penis.
The time person of the year.
The robot that got
killed
taken
all the people
down.
In San Francisco.
Yeah. An idiot.
And he does. He desperately wants you to know that.
The Navy pilot who drew a penis in the sky.
Wait, he's the guy that was getting laid while they were driving on the windy roads and had sex with a tree.
He was the 3-year-old in the back.
With the small hands holding a sippy cup. Ryan, I think about 20 minutes ago, gave us the right answer. Trump wants you to know he's probably, in inverted commas, Time's next person of the year.
God, I love it that he's not.
Yeah, it was magnificent, wasn't it? Who ended up being Time's person
Taylor
people
Swift.
Of the year?
No. It was actually several women who
the
had
silence
come out.
Breakers.
Yeah, exactly. Including the one
incorrect.
That is anonymous, which is a pretty cool story.
It the was. Elbow. Yep. Those who drove the hashtag MeToo phenomenon this year, and Time actually tweeted in response to Trump's suggesting that he probably would be the person of the year and said the president is incorrect, and how about we choose the person of the year? Time does not comment on our choice until publication, which is December the 6th. Chick-fil-A serves what to Atlanta airport stranded passengers on what?
Food on Sunday.
Shit on a shingle.
This
say that loud? Sorry.
No, you didn't.
Good to people on Sunday?
Yeah,
that was the right answer.
Yeah, yes, they're usually closed on Sundays.
The mayor of Atlanta called the head of Chick-fil-A and said, we need your help. And they showed up with over 5,000 sandwiches.
That's exactly right.
Did they have to get forgiveness from God?
No, it was
10 Hail Marys.
It's what they call an ox in the mire moment.
They actually showed up with 10 sandwiches, but then through the miracle of prayer, managed to multiply them out to about 2,500.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Did they make
water into wine, or did you have to drink fucking soda?
It's
Atlanta airport water, which tastes sort of like wine because it's been fermenting for a while.
To be fair, the Chick-fil-A, I mean, that was a wonderful thing they did. And actually, it's not the first time they've done that they've offered aid on the Sabbath. Orlando area workers opened kitchens to distribute sandwiches in the wake of last year's Pulse nightclub shooting as well. So,
way to make me feel like an asshole.
And finally, what?
This is the saddest story of the year.
Linked
to
man
boobs.
This is
actually the saddest story of the year.
Chest hair. IPAs.
It is. Like it. Excuse me?
IPAs.
How do you know this?
I know all the answers
to
these.
He is a beer.
I put this in especially for you, my friend.
I know, I saw it.
So it's really sad. The hops
it's not, because IPA
are
sucks.
No,
these are all old stories.
IPA sucks,
like,
and it's only drunk by hipsters, and I'm delighted by this. If it were stout,
says the guy who brings fat tire to a party.
If it were bitters, I'd be devastated, but it's IPA. So.
The hops and IPAs. Like, does that mean I'm going to get man boobs? Because
probably.
I really prefer woman boobs.
Evidently, there is some evidence linking IPAs and some of the chemicals in the hops to increased man boobs. I'm just going to leave it at that. I can't be any more delicate than that.
That's all. Also, Mark Turner, look out for his new store next year, selling the bro.
That puts a big blue frame around our show.
Oh. Look it up. Google, right. Google big blue frame.
Hashtag Olympic.
It's also on eBay now.
And so let's look at final points. Wow. It's Christmas. And I really should engineer a draw here.
But you're not going to.
I haven't okay with
that. But I'm not going to.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Mark Turner
singing gets points. Me. Flanagan's. 11 magnificent
points.
And potentially insurmountable 100 points.
Whoa!
Wow.
Good job.
And they have 120?
Potentially insurmountable. Rebel Alliance 105. Congratulations!
A victory in a pear tree.
That's right. I was confused the first half of this show.
It's all right. Han Solo dies.
Thank you so much.
Wait, she was Han Solo. That's awful. Why'd you say that?
You're trying to get your wife killed. That's a whole
other
news story.
Don't drink anything he puts in front of you tonight, Darcy.
Where's the little glass of poison?
Feel free to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter at WSW Show, or email us feedback, ideas.
Holy shit, wait on.
Alternative.
That was our first mention of Twitter all night long. We went a whole show without Twitter.
I'm going to make up for that in just a moment.
Okay.
Oh. Email address is wswshow@gmail.com. Thank you so much to our panelists, Carrie and Bars. How was it? Captains being together. You guys enjoy
it was good. Yeah,
fun.
Yeah, she was.
I think the force was with us.
Yeah, well, evidently
she was easy.
Evidently,
on me.
Darcy and Ryan, thank you so much for joining us again.
Easy.
Where are we at?
We miss you both, Darcy. You in particular.
I miss
we love
you
having
too.
You guys on the show.
I miss us too.
We're going to wrap our final show of 2017.
That's what I heard.
We're going to wrap up our final show of 2017. Through the medium of Twitter, one of our favourite contributors, J.K. Rowling, following Roy Moore's Senate defeat in Alabama, said, Roy was right. God was in control. What he didn't realise was, she's black.
Woo!
I've been your host, Mark Turner. This has been your Whistle Stop Week. We'll see you in 2018. Happy holidays and goodbye.
Ho, 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 ho!